Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show hosted by a basement dweller who grew up scrounging terrible fan subs on sketchy websites prior to the convenience of modern streaming, alongside a willfully ignorant soul whose only knowledge of anime comes from the shows forced upon him here. This show will contain spoilers, incorrect information, and copious amounts of adult language. Our hosts are not experts on any topic, and everything they say should be taken with a grain of salt. Thank you for listening, and enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And riddle me this, what will happen if I diddle your fiddle?
I'm Sean Rollins.
I'm Remington Chase.
Oh, all right. Well, that's an energy we're starting the episode with. Oh, goodness. Hey, Rev.
Yes.
When was the last time you had a good chuckle? Saw a good gag.
You would hope it was in the little pre-banter we did for the Patreon just now, where we try to be funny for our Patreon exclusive content. But I'll be honest, I haven't laughed sincerely since probably 2005.
You've just been hard faking it for well over two decades.
Yeah. It's been a lie, and I'm just glad I can finally be honest.
Truly, you are the highest functioning sociopath.
Oh, I didn't expect the plaque. But oh, anyway, highest functioning sociopath. I think that's an honor.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It was previously owned by Sherlock, so you know what? You're beating Sherlock, and I know how happy that makes you.
It does. Fuck Sherlock, so you know what? I will happily take this award.
You'll take the crown. The deceitful crown that you will wear. Which, to be fair, I feel like most crowns are kind of deceitful, aren't they?
I don't know. I laugh quite often.
Yeah. The point is, Rem, it's been a long-ass time since you and I have covered, like, a straight-up gag anime.
That's true. That's true. The goofs are coming from inside the house, as it were. We create the goofs, the gaffs, the laughs,
the guffaws. Yes.
No, not the guffaws.
You've sworn off them.
All right. You're making me pour out all my secrets here, Sean.
Okay.
I make my guffaws from a mix.
Oh.
I don't do homemade guffaws. It's store-bought guffaws.
Hey, look.
The laughs are homemade. The guffaws, it's so much easier. It's so much easier to just buy them at the store.
Look, hey, Rem, I'm not here to judge. I get my dopamine from a store.
I mean, fair enough. Fair enough.
No.
Do drugs, kids.
Prescribe drugs. Prescribe drugs.
Probably.
Probably. Probably. Be responsible. That's the responsible thing. But it's been a while. Like, the last one that comes to mind that we covered was probably Asobi Asobase. You know, the one with the three schoolgirls who are just horrible people doing horrible things to each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's been a while since we did a gag manga / anime. And this season recently dropped a stupidly popular one, from what I can tell. And Rem, when I read the synopsis of it, I just thought to myself, Ah, shit, it's so far up our alley that if we don't cover this show, people are going to be like, how have you two not covered this?
Oh, shit. Okay, all right.
And once I start describing it, you'll understand. Because, Rem, the title
of it stars this ginger weeb, right? He's kind of a gangly, nerdy type. And then his friend, he hates that shit.
God, that... I'm sure there's an anime like that out there. Like, there has to be.
Hope there is, just so we can soothe this shit out.
Hey, that's our brand. Nobody has ever done knowledgeable weeb and cynical non-weeb before. That's us. We are the first ones.
I won't sue immediately, but the first time that the word MILF shows up in in the anime, they're fucked. They're dead to rights.
The second the MILFs are mentioned, that's our brand. MILFs are
that is our brand.
Oh, God. But no, Rem, this is our brand for a different reason. Because today, Remington, today's anime is a lovely story about our main protagonist. Now stay with me, because the names are a bit silly.
Oh, okay, all right.
But it's about our main character, Mash Burndead.
Excuse me?
His name is Mash Burndead.
Mash Burndead.
Yep, that's his name. And it's a story about...
Tell me a little bit about Mash Burndead.
Oh, okay. You want to know about Mash Burndead?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. He is... I suppose you could call him incredibly stoic. And a bit of an airhead.
Okay.
Because, Rem... this anime is all about Mash going to school and attempting to be the best at his school. But the thing that makes Mash really unique is, one, boy loves cream puffs more than anything else in the world. Just fucking adores them. That's they're his fucking favorite. Cream of the crop.
Okay.
The other thing that the story's really about is the fact that he is all about lifting weights and doing muscle exercises and is incredibly physically fit. And you think, wait a minute, that's pretty standard for like a shonen-style show. Why is that a unique aspect? Well, here's the thing, Rem. The title of this anime is simply Mashal, Magic and Muscles. And the basic story is, hey, what if a dude who can't do magic enrolled in Hogwarts and tried to solve all of his problems with it, like superhuman physical feats of endurance?
Fair enough, fair enough. Hey, that's the only way we got through magic school, was through our sheer brawn.
Yeah, you know us. We are the brawniest boys around. We pick up all the heavy things and put them down.
Hey, baby, I can lift a heavy thing. That's the full line. That's the full pickup line.
Is that how jocks flirt?
Want to see me pick up something heavy? Want to see me do it again?
Fuck, I'm sold. If a girl comes up to me and does that exact thing, I'm in.
Hey, I will say, hey, shout out to all of the muscular women out there, all right? There's a lot of people who are weird about that, but you're rocking it. Keep it up.
Muscular women are some of the hottest women.
It's true.
Like, my God. Like, if I could grind cheese on your abs, like, that's incredible.
cheese on their head.
Look, okay, you know, this isn't a podcast about me thirsting over like strong women. That's not what I'm here for. That look, I love strong women. That has been said multiple times on the show, but that's not what this episode
is
about.
If he sees a MILF with a six pack and just a big chunk of fucking provolone.
a famously grateable cheese. Oh God, yeah, nope, that's it. I'm done. Okay, but no, Rep, no. Look, it's funny because the anime is just Harry Potter, but what if muscles?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, and it is very explicitly like a gag manga. Like the
that was somewhat obvious.
Yeah, like there is like a shonen story attached to it, from what I can tell. But like clearly, the main attraction here is, hey, what if Strong Boy in World of Magic and there were a bunch of magical pricks around, and he dealt with those magical pricks? It's very much One Punch Man meets Harry Potter, or yeah. And honestly, while it's probably not the most groundbreaking idea ever, like it is so violently Harry Potter, Rem, that like. It's amazing Rowling has ensued, because she's a horrible person, so it wouldn't surprise me if she tried to. But yeah, that's the basic premise, Rem. Do you have any questions?
I guess not.
Like, it doesn't get much simpler than that, man. Like, literally, boy is raised, doesn't have magic. They can tell people how strong people are in their magic based on these scars on their face. I shit you not. There's a world of magic
Jesus
all around.
Christ.
The people who can change the world are the people who are the best and graduate at the top of their class at this magic school. That's his goal, so that he can hopefully essentially change it so that, you know, non-magic people aren't hunted for sport.
That's good, social change.
There's just a little bit of magical eugenics in here, just a little bit. And that's the whole premise, is him keeping his secret, albeit poorly, and trying to be the best magic boy without being magic, so that he can live with his adopted father with no issues. And all of his adventures forth, and his crazy cast of friends, and, you know, there are three houses, there are various teachers, there's potions class, it's, y'all, like...
It's Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter, but swole. And, like, no anti-trans, like, propaganda.
Hell yeah.
So, I think that's where we'll go into it, Rem. Without further ado, let's go watch some Mashal, Magic and Muscles.
Do drugs, kids!
And we are back after watching five whole episodes of the 2023 comedy gag shonen anime, Mashal, Magic and Muscles. And Remington, did this live up to your gag Harry Potter themed expectations, or are you going to write an angry email once again?
Well, I think it's worth really clarifying here that us talking about, like, oh, gag Harry Potter, whatever, it is not just because it's a magical school. Oh, God, no.
It is literally... So, I was not joking, Rem, when I said this was Harry Potter with muscles, because that is literally what it is.
They just, like, give a fresh coat of paint in some regards, and then they're like, all right, cool.
Like, I'm not saying it's plagiarism.
It is just shown in Hogwarts.
Like
almost one-to-one.
Yeah. It is. There's a difference. Look, fuck J.K. Rowling. We can all agree with that here, right?
Yeah,
we can agree with that. That's a shared sentiment.
Oh, of course.
Man, the author of this just took some strong inspiration, let's say.
So let's delve into it, shall we? We get some exposition in episode one about the magical realm, and then, more important than the exposition, we learn that Mash, our good Mashy boy, he loves cream puffs. Good yep. God, homeboy loves cream puffs.
It's crucial to his character, Ren.
It is at least 50% of his character. Cream puffs, yes. Muscles... I'm trying to think of a third, but I'll be honest, it's mostly cream puff and muscles.
He's a bit of an idiot.
Which That's is also our tag team name, Cream Puff and Muscles.
Oh god, we'd be the least intimidating tag team ever. Because you'd look at us and be like, alright, so which one of these two is cream puff and which one is the muscles? Because I mean, like...
That's the secret, we're both cream puff!
There are no muscles to be found.
It throws them off their game.
We are not winning WrestleMania at this rate.
We also meet Grandpa Burndead, who's just a happy old man who is trying to get Mash to become an upstanding member of society. But there's a lot of magic racism going on. Where?
Oh, yeah. Straight up magic eugenics, actually.
Yeah, it's... like, really hardcore magic eugenics that is broadly frowned upon in the show, but then mostly ignored.
It's very much of, hey, what if Voldemort won? And, you know.
Which, let me put it this way, that is a very bold decision for a comedy. To introduce
100%.
Early and severely straight up eugenics. They, you know, some might say, not a great direction to go for a comedy, but hey, they burn deads don't give a fuck.
Hey, you know what? It's if you think about it, it's a show about punching eugenics in the face. So,
oh man,
that is the ultimate goal after all. Get to the top so that he can get rid of the whole eugenics thing.
Yep. Which then also has like a weird commentary on societal change. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
This show has some weird ass perspectives on things, which isn't why you come to watch the show, but
no.
It's interesting that they did it anyway, basically.
Yeah, no, they're like, ah, this is a gag anime, but we do need to have some semblance of a world and story. So let's take Harry Potter, add some extra magic racism, and a goal of getting rid of the extra magic racism.
But then, like, at the school, it feels like most people very quickly learn that Mash isn't magical. That he's at best horribly incompetent, and at worst, he has no magic. It seems like that's already, five episodes in, a pretty open secret. Like, yes. it's weird. But continuing on, we get some backstory of the grandpa training Mash, because Mash isn't magical, train him in physical pursuits, especially self-defense. Mash goes into town where he's not allowed to go because he's unmarked. He doesn't have the Harry Potter scar, so people are like, what the fuck?
Now, Ram, it's not a Harry Potter scar.
The legally distinct marking.
Yeah, it's a magical scar mark, you know? It's different. And I mean, it's not like his is shaped like a lightning... look. It's not in the same spot.
There you go.
that's what's important.
He's saved by his grandpa who takes him out of there, but like halfway between a mob boss and a cop, which, you know, so a cop, and the Brad Coleman shows up and he's like, hey, Gramps, we're here for your son who's not magical. Get fucked. And then we get just a genuinely heartwarming flashback to the grandpa not feeling super competent with magic, really struggling, straight up about to commit suicide, which, hey, comedy, before finding Mash and dedicating his life to being a single dad to this non-magical child. Once again, this would make more sense if these types of themes or tone carried on further. They don't. In the next four episodes, it does not get anywhere near this intense.
No.
But episode one, they're like, let's go for the jugular.
Let's see. Familial love, eugenics, bad coughs. Like, you know, it's got it all.
Yep. Eventually, Mash shows up and kicks everybody's ass, even when they're using magic against him. And Brad is like, oh, perfect. I can use him to become the Divine Visionary, which is a bit of a stupid name, but it's basically the top student at the academy who gets all sorts of perks. And if
he's the sponsor of the Divine Visionary, he gets some sort of credit and perks. I don't know. His name is Brad. Like, you can't expect much.
Yeah. And and Mash accepts.
Yeah.
In episode two, they will vaguely imply that the grandpa and Brad are going to help Mash in school, right? They're going to pull some strings and make him seem magical, even though he's not. It's things like that. They don't ever again, at least thus far. Once again, five episodes in, it kind of feels like the writers of the show just kind of have amnesia. The first episode, and to a lesser extent, the second episode, just kind of don't exist. It feels like it was going to be far more relevant. We'll very rarely, like, cut to either Brad or the grandpa. I think it's happened maybe once. It's weird. It's a weird show. Anyway, they have beginning exams, of course. Little entry exams. And there's a handful of different tests. The first one is each kid is handed a bit of paper, right? And it has magical letters that are going every which way in that, and you need to disenchant the paper so that everything is back to order. And delightfully, Mash just intimidates the letters to stop. He just scares them straight. Does it make sense? No. Do I like it? Yes.
I mean, you gotta use what you got, and Mash has got muscles and intimidation.
Then we get to a maze that has lots of traps and monsters. Mash meets a nervous and clumsy girl, Lemon, who seems to be holding him back, and as it turns out, she was hired by this guy, Claude, to specifically hold him back. But then he saves her from the Sphinx because she's never heard the one Sphinx riddle everybody has ever heard of. So he punches the Sphinx in the head. They break out. And there we go. I introduced a lot right there. Not a lot of it is super important. They seem to indicate that Claude is going to be like this foil for MASH. We have not seen him since.
Yeah, no, he kind of got put in his place pretty fucking early, didn't he?
Yeah. Merlin will show up, put him in his place, and then that's it. This show is, it's weird and wild, and there are parts I understand of it, and then other parts that I feel like I should understand, because it's like, oh yes, you're falling into the tropes. I get it. And then it's like, now forget about that. And I'm like, why? Why? And there's going to be people who are like, oh, but in episode blah, 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 or later on in the manga, this character is actually super duper relevant.
I don't know if that's true for this manga, Rem. I don't know if that's true. It leans heavy, gag first, like plot contrivances second. Also, his name's not Merlin, Rem. It's Wahlberg.
All right, so Merlin. Dumbledore, if you prefer.
Yeah.
Eventually, MASH gets accepted. And then we get more exposition on the Divine Visionary. So in a comedy show, right? It's weird that they went to a weird, gloomy episode one in a lot of significant parts, as we discussed. It's also weird that it feels like they don't really care about the plot, but they will also have 2 to 3 exposition dumps per episode. And I don't... Why? What is...
Well, Rem, what if they've never read Harry Potter?
It feels like there's 2 authors of this show, and they had very different ideas. And one of them is like, haha, MASH with muscles, fuck them up, cream puff, haha. And then the other one is like, oh, yes, and then the lore, and then these characters, and what we can have is this little web. But they didn't get, like, the final cut privilege, that one. So most of their stuff got cut out, and all we are left with is random exposition dumps. I don't understand. And often it'll be an exposition dump for something that's already been exposition dumped. Why? Why? I'm bewildered. I don't understand it. Because it's not necessary, because let me say right now, the comedy side of things is really solid. It's very charming, quite humorous, good stuff. The plot and the exposition and everything else, wildly unnecessary, which is fine, but then why did they add so much of it?
Well, Rem, I have a perfect explanation for you.
Oh, I'm hyped to hear this.
So as you're aware, mangaka tend to use little images and pictures to represent themselves.
Yep.
And sometimes it's like, oh, that's a fun little picture. And other times it's like, ah, I feel like I understand this person better. the author of this one, Hajime Komoto, here's his visual representation. I feel like it explains everything. It explains everything to me.
there we go. Just put that up on the Patreon and we're set. It's so confusing. But I do, once again, I do like the comedic moments. MASH is a very well-done, aloof kind of character. And he plays things so delightfully straight at all times. I could talk about more, but I don't feel like I necessarily need to. Like, I could talk about other characters. I don't care about any of the other characters. All the other characters are kind of boring. And there's one, I guess, that's mildly interesting because MASH finds he has a locket of a little girl and he's like, you're a lolicon. And it has possibly the best line of the show thus far, which MASH just totally seriously, he sees that and he's like, I have to call the police. He's a criminal. which very relatable to a non-weeb like myself. But then the guy Lance explains, no, I'm not a lolicon, I'm a ciscon, which does not make it much better. Still probably call the police, I'll be honest. And his sister's dying for some reason.
Yeah, magical disease gets rid of her magic. And there's a possibility, like, they don't outright say it. They don't outright say it, but theoretically, all the disease does is get rid of the magic. It doesn't say the disease itself kills her, I don't think.
I guess they do say, like, oh, she'll only have like 5 months left, but that is probably just for the magic. I don't know. It's very, what the fuck is going on with this show? And then we have Lemon, who doesn't matter. We have Finn, who doesn't matter. We briefly get introduced in episode 5 to Dot, doesn't matter. There's some miscellaneous shithead characters. None of I don't care about any of them. I only give a shit about MASH. MASH is fun and enjoyable. Everyone else, I don't know why they're here other than to have fun, to make MASH have fun moments, but I feel like you probably should have made good characters as well. I don't know what the fuck is going. So yeah, MASH is funny. I like MASH. Haha, big muscles, big dumb, simple man in a complex world. It's great. I love it. Everything else, plot, story, side characters, relationships, all. Fuck all of that. Which the show both doesn't care at all about, but also cares way too much about.
Would you believe me if I told you that the manga currently has 155 chapters?
It feels like a bit much. I'm enjoying what I'm getting. However, I don't know how much longevity it can have.
Well, it's doing very well in Shonen Jump right now, I'll tell you that much. I mean, clearly, because it made it way past the usual cutoff points of, like, 30 to 50 chapters.
Yeah.
And is still ongoing, and it just got an anime adaptation, so it's doing pretty well. So a lot of people really love and enjoy it. Although, I will say, Rem, it's weird, because people are comparing this show to other shows, and that doesn't make sense.
Oh?
Because, like, so what does make sense is, like, okay, so it's like if Saitama from One Punch Man went to magic school.
Sure,
yeah. Harry Potter. Yeah, that makes sense. That's fine. I can get behind that. There are people that are saying, oh man, this is just a copy of Black Clover.
What?
Yeah, exactly!
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, I shit you not, Reb. There are a bunch of people who are like, I don't know, Black Clover just seems much better. And I'm like, first of all, what? Second of all, huh? Because the only thing they have in common is protagonists that don't have magic. That's the only thing they have in common.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And people are very much like, ah, I'd rather watch Black Clover. And I'm like, why?
Because
fucking why?
Because they're basic bitch shonen trash, all right? It's just like, how that goes.
I'd much rather watch and read through all this than Black Clover. And that's somebody who's caught up in the manga. Like, I've read all of Black Clover up to this point.
God.
Yeah, hey, Rem, don't recommend it. I know you don't get
And reading
the manga
is without the screams.
Exactly. But the problem is once you start reading the manga and you've heard the anime adaptation, anytime there's like a shout or a scream in the manga, it just like plays in the back of your head. It's just forever locked in my psyche. A lot of people are saying, oh man, it gets good after like episode 60 something. I'm like, dude, come on. No, it's bad.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's like, I can understand like the comedy comparison of One Punch Man and Harry Potter, and that's funny as fuck. That's great.
Yep.
But there are genuinely people out there being like, the Black Clover. Or, again, some people are comparing it to Fairy Tale as well, which makes even less sense. It's like, oh, what do they have in common? Magic? Magic.
People are wild. Magic. People are
People confuse me, Rem. Which is part of the reason I wanted to cover this one. One, because it's an easy little gag anime and it's kind of our brand. You know, magical schools and whatnot.
Yeah. So I guess my overall summary of Mashle is I love MASH. Overall, I quite like this show, but it has a ton of extraneous bullshit that doesn't need to be there or could be drastically improved.
I feel like that's a fair assessment, honestly. But
basically, you know what it's like? It's like receiving a very good gift for Christmas, but okay. your friends did the like quote unquote prank where it's a billion boxes one after the other, and so it's like I'm happy about the gift. Was all this necessary?
And I've always been a more I've always been more a fan of just like wrapping the shit in duct tape. But even that, only for like a white elephant gift.
Yeah.
Because then at least there's like a comedy goal precedent.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is what Mashal is to me. A very good gift with very obnoxious wrapping paper. And I'm still happy to have it. I just have some questions.
Oh my goodness. I will say, I'm just scrolling through some of the reviews on it right now. One of the not recommended reviews is inexplicable love for shoe cream is not a substitute for character or character motivation. So there's this person is saying, I love the ending song of this show, but everything else sucks.
I will say the end song, as well as just the music generally, they have a lot of hip hop in this show. Not as like as background music, I vibe
like
with.
For like hype shonen moments, they throw in some like new age hip hop, which is like
what I like about that is I think it perfectly indicates in what ways like Mash is different than everything he's around. It's not like, oh, lovely fantasy classical. No, it's just some hip hop that doesn't belong in this world. Not really. Neither does Mash, and it feels very appropriate. I really liked the music in the show.
Yeah. So, in other words, lots of things to enjoy about the show, but for somebody like you who enjoys cohesive narratives.
And I don't even need a cohesive narrative. I don't even need that. Why they kind of include it in a weird, fucked up way? It's like, you didn't. What?
Yeah, and who knows?
If there wasn't any. I'd be fine if instead of being like this weird, disfigured something or other, it was just gone completely. It's the fact that it's there, but also clumsy. That's my issue.
And you're saying that you're not a fan of Lemon, whose primary character quirk is that she's in love with Mash?
God, I don't give a shit about Lemon.
Don't let Dylan hear you say that. Man loves citrus. Honestly, this is about the best I feel like fans of this show could hope for from you, Rem, and I feel like that's
probably... Unironically, I'd probably give it somewhere between, like, a 6, to maybe even a 6.5. Like, it's a solid thumbs up from me, despite me mostly griping about it. But that's just because what I dislike, I can talk about. What I like is just... Haha, Mash is funny. So, like, I can't really delve deep into what I enjoy about the show because it is very straightforward.
Yeah, lay, man. It just makes my job easier. Did you at least have a favorite gag from the show?
Well, of course, I am biased towards I have to call the police, he's a criminal. That was delightful. That might be my favorite. I'm skimming over the other ones. Yeah, I think that's the best one.
That's the best one?
Yeah.
Just straight up calling a dude a criminal.
Just the deadpan immediacy of it is what really like, he's not surprised, he's not shocked, he's not panicked, he's not angry or sad. It's just, this is the course of action that needs to be taken then.
Yep, but it's okay because he's not a lolicon, he's a syscon. You know, it's different.
Which clearly. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't understand any character besides Mash. I kind of understand Dot, who we just got introduced to, who has like protagonist syndrome. I kind of understand them. Every other character, I'm just like, why? Why?
Well, Lance really cares about his little sister and thinks his little sister is perfect.
To what end?
I mean,
is there story? Is there comedy? Because I'm not seeing either.
I mean, eventually, theoretically, he's going to be able to get her fixed up.
Yeah, but
I don't know how he's going to do it.
I don't
but,
care.
You don't care? And who knows, maybe Finn will actually grow a pair and do something later on.
Finn is just such a bland bitch. I thought, oh, okay, you have a nice little sidekick character. He has nothing. He has fucking nothing. There was also this weird, like, super rushed storyline where Finn... was obeying the bullies to cause havoc for Mash, but it only lasted half an episode when it really needed a full episode. It just, I don't, what the fuck is this show?
Big muscle guy goes to Hogwarts.
And that's
the show.
And fortunately, that's the good bit.
That is the good bit. And you know what? He also loves Cream Puffs. That's the other important thing.
He does.
He does. But that really is all there is to say. If you like the concept, you're probably going to enjoy the show. Don't know if you're going to like the full shonen-esque storyline attached to it, but hey, maybe you will. Just, y'all, can you stop comparing it to Black Clover, please? Please? Just because, like, it irritates me because it doesn't make sense to me. Because there's literally only one correlation between the two, and that's the fact that they don't have, both of them don't have magic. Like, even the comments on Crunchyroll are like, ah, man, Asta, Mob, both, and they're also comparing them to Mob, which, I mean, I guess, like, it's if Saitama looked a bit like Mob. That's what we got.
Yeah, yeah. It's we know what archetype we're dealing with here.
Yeah, exactly. And people are like, oh man, I'm excited, because this is like Black Clover and One Punch Man. And I'm like, but it's not. It's not a good comparison, all. I just want people to think about the comparisons they make. You know, like you with your very accurate comparisons all the time. The completely non-related third-party things.
I make weird analogies, but hey, they tend to be pretty damn true.
For the most part, at the very least, it makes more sense. Yeah, no, there's another one. Gotta tell ya, I'm really getting some One Punch Man and Black Clover vibes from the show. Where's the Black Clover? Where? I don't see it. I don't fucking see it. Asta is bad. Whereas MASH is funny and
that's
interesting.
Wild.
I just, okay, that's my rant. That's the main reason I wanted to talk about this show. Like, because, I mean, it bothers me so much.
Yeah.
It bothers me so much. Just because a show has magic and a character that can't use magic doesn't mean it's exactly like another show, y'all.
Yep.
So the people that are angry about that and the people that are happy about it, it's like, y'all, I feel like, you know what? I'm just going to bide my time and wait for this all to blow over. Go have a pint. Rem, any guesses on what the MAL score for Mashal is?
All right. So I would have guessed higher than this before hearing about all the comparisons to Black Clover, right?
Right.
Which, because I was putting it in the range of 7.5 to 8, and I still think it's in that range, but now instead of the higher end of that range, I think I'm going to put it in the lower end of that range. And I don't fully understand where the fuck they're coming from with this, but I think if a lot of weebs find it derivative of Black Clover of all things, that's going to lower it by a few notches. I'm going to say it is 7, confidently.
Okay. All right.
0.6.
And keep in mind that there's only, at the time of this recording, 6 episodes of the show out.
Okay, 7.6, because I'll go 7.68.
7.68.
Yeah.
Well, Rem, currently, with 6 of the 12 planned episodes currently out, and with about 40,000 votes, so not too many in the grand scheme of things, but then again, this is shortly after the big hacking situation that Mal went through.
There's a lot of factors here that could fuck up the score.
A lot of factors. But Mashal, Magic and Muscles, is sitting nice and pretty at 7.61.
Ah!
Almost there, bud. You are almost there.
So close.
Because generally speaking, people seem to enjoy it as a haha funny gag with a little bit of shonen stuff for funsies.
Yeah.
And the haters of it are very much like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not funny at all, which I would disagree with, like, categorically. Because, yeah. Like, look, if the boy cooks some food and it suddenly turns into a cream puff, that's fucking funny.
It's simple comedy, but it's effective comedy.
Gag comedy, y'all. It doesn't need to be super complex. But generally speaking, that's the way people feel. People aren't going full 10 out of 10s on this as much. Well, I mean, some people are, but that's just the nature of these things. But most people are just genuinely pleased and satisfied with it.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I think that just about does it. So, final question, Rem. Any chance you'd like to watch any more Mashal with me?
I'm not gonna, like, rearrange my schedule for it, but I'm down.
Yeah, well, we'll watch the buff boy punch some wizards some more. That's exactly what we need to wind down after a long day. And there we go. So, with that, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you enjoyed us going through our own weight training magical experience, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever, really, and leave us a review. They mean the world to us, and we do read every single one. And if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where you gain access to all kinds of... That is not the part I'm on. Okay, my stomach is hurting, and that's probably why I'm distracted.
You need to take a massive shit.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but let's just say I'm hoping you can read Patreon fast. If that's not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where you can watch myself, Remington, and Dylan occasionally play video games very poorly. And if that's still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext, where you gain access to all kinds of lovely bonus material, including having the opportunity to be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this weekend? Please, for the love of God, speed is your ally.
As always, we would like to send our regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who are casting all sorts of explosion spells on us. And on that list, we have Drunk Quetzalcoatl for Anime Out of Context mascot, says Miska Miska, earnestly expecting praise and a reward. Z, nobody, I'm skipping Patreon names until I get apology notes from all who forced me to speak the unspeakable. Sean, repent, you filth. Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Zach Page, Yandere Neko, wondering who has a bigger sword, Remington or Kirito, Why Shon, Why Sean? Why does Haruhi get away with being a terrible person when gods get punched in the face on a daily basis, ponders Misaka. Whoever was selling Remington's breast milk on Alibaba, please let me know if you still are. I am very interested.
Oh,
that tells
God.
A story. You know what?
That's a lot.
What makes this extra funny is it implies like you were watching it, but then like it got swooped out from under you because someone else was just so eager to get it. Good storytelling. Crazy premise. Who do you think will outsmart the other, Light Yagami or Lelouch? Who the fuck is Lelouch?
From a show that you haven't seen yet. Cool. Machiavellian, sinister type character.
A weekly haiku about Sean. A rumor has spread. The MILF hunter has retired. Don't trust rumors. And don't trust rumors, you shan't. Watch Eva and I'll write a poem every day for a month. Walk me home gently. Utah, number one. Unhinged Prax. Try to count how many fluids I can simultaneously excrete while laughing in my sleep. The current record is 7. Totally God's Angel, Titan CNH.
Penis.
Oh wait, cut that one out, Dylan. Cut that one out. That one doesn't get included.
What, did they...
No, yeah, that one just... Like a year ago, they said not to read their name. So I don't read their name.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. The villain behind glasses wants welcome Cheetos a revisit. The Susanator, Turban, Tainted Venom, Spicitis. So Sean, what was in that cup of doom that was definitely not piss? Silent Secondary, Snap Snips, Totally God, the world shall know propane. Shoujo Addict, who doesn't need help, just more manga to read and anime to watch. She wants to edit on my Dylan till I cried her. Sean loves Adam Sandler clock. Sean's grandma's the OG White Swordsmeister, get well soon. Sean, read this as Joey Wheeler. Okay, hey, Yolks! Yolkim!
Oh, God. That made my stomach hurt worse.
Same. Seth Senju, Sugoi Dakai, that's what she said, Salty Pretzel, Ross Palmer, Rob Lobdop, Rhiannon Williams, Rem Loves the Big Hole, Rar XD, that's I Love You and Dinosaur, Pui Pui Milf Car, Professor Fox, please give me a cool and interesting Patreon name, Rem. You already have one. It was there all along. Pacwell Musico, Other McNutt. Oh no, I fucked my sister. Oops. Off to go spelunking in Daddy Rem's big hole. Nitzaira, Nick Harvey, Neon Huvo Genesis, Makeka 7 Hierto. Methinks Rem doth protest too much about disliking lolly anime girls. Link Jokerl, Liam Dunn. Leave Denji and Pachita out of harm's way, Sean. Landon Weatherford. Lance 0325. Kylo. Kara Uchiha. Keegan Talbot. Cassidy. Karma Chaos. Joshua DiGiorno. Jax. Janine. Jamhands. If Sean the MILF Hunter was on MILF Manor, which MILF would he hunt? I tried to sub to the Anime Out of Context OnlyFans, but I had to settle with the Patreon. I Remington will ruin Darling and the Franks for Encrypted Cryptid. I Remington Chase would like to thank you, Sean, for our wonderful years of anime reviews and friendship. I made Brennan's grandma wear cat ears while I hit it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Fucking Christ.
I had a nightmare that Mulcarcoon isekai'd me to a world where cars are made out of people, says Misako with a whimper. I finally remembered to update my username. P.S. by the next episode, I will know my GPA of this semester. I don't know what to put here. Hunter Tane. Hunter Davies. How did Asuka react to being chosen to pilot an Eva, so it's playing with my action figures, only with more screaming? Hey, don't cough in my butt. Hey, Rem, Portuguese word of the week. Parallelepipedo. I didn't stand a chance. Hey, Cursed Waluigi, please say this. Going down on Sean's grandma, Romeo and Juliet is my favorite anime. Glenn Michael Dolan, Flush Kondovich, Farmer Weeb's Dark Fact of the Week. In 1991, one episode of Tiny Toon Adventures featured underage drinking. Fantide, F-Bomb, Erica McCorkle, Dylan's editing all-nighter 2-ounce coffee liquor, 1-ounce amaretto, 1-ounce cold brew. Dylan Hayden, Daddy Rem, tell me a bedtime story. Daddy Dill, can you read me Go the Fuck to Sleep? I'm really sick. Go the Fuck to Sleep. Creed 13, Country Fried Goth, here to remind you that you just lost the game. Cheese Monkey, Rock Hard for Dudes. Brie Loves Cheese, Blake Star, Big Blue Bear Boy. Awkward Lesbian, Who Just Needs a Hug. Are You an Echo? No, I'm a demon. I'm a semen demon. Angle Angel, Angle Angel. Elise Howard, Alpha Angel. Akizama Supremacy Chant, the Capybara from the Big Hole. Akali wants a Demon Slayer revisit. AJ Tunnel's anime fact, Chidase was granted immunity from her numerous war crimes. AJ Honey, A Days, Ace Pineapple Craft Cider, the world's original pineapple cider. ESC 2013, gluten and sugar free, not sponsored. at least they emphasized not sponsored, so, you know?
I guess so, like...
I'll take it.
Sure.
Aaron Hecklin, and Dot. Now we move on to the Boy Wizard tier, especially fitting here, where everybody will get an AI-generated spell. We start with Vincent Calabrese, who gets Become Angry Gnomes. This is my waifu, this is my gun. I may have shot a man and ended up on the run. You get Become Archangels, a little bit better. The MILF Seishan is the best motherfucker around. You get Call Corrupt Thinker. The Dungeon Master Next Door, you get Caring Canines, Hex of Cowardice.
Oh, wow.
The Canadian Anime Stoner, you get Casting of Kill Gibberers.
What's a kill gibberer?
I don't know, but he has the spell they can cast. The Brown Mamba is back after being abducted to Layton, Utah for 2 years. You get Chameleon Slaying. Soul.
Very specific.
You get Chant of Slay Fish. Schmeris, you get The Closing Conjuration. Roscop, you are going to get The Curse of Seek Angry Hunter. Roberto with a Concerto, you are going to get Drunken Canine Sigil of Drunkenness. Reki Kawahara, you are going to get Dwarven Working of Become Monk. Rekumiko will continue to be a sad boy until Healer Girl is reviewed, also Rem is Tensai. You are going to get Glamour of Lordly Stranglers.
Jesus.
PL Mayor, you get The Big Hole. You are going to get Golem's Ladders of Frost. One Piece is the only show that makes you cry over a boat, 312. You are going to get Gray Spans of Magic. Oh, John, real quick, before I forget, we're watching Clanded next week, right? You are going to get Lava Discs. New MTG set just dropped called March of the Machines, and it's just plain terrifying looking. Should I be concerned? You get The Big Hole. Monogatari is everything you guys want in an anime. This week, Unigard style without a sword in the mouth. You are going to get The Rite of Cat Hypnotism. Mike Guy's Overlord review, you get The Skulls of Endless Power. Miguel Delion, you are going to get The Sly Spirits, Rite of Desire. Massimo Martelli, you are going to get The Spiritual Conjuration of Warning. Latino shows friends clips of Rem versus Sean. He said Sean must be a pro Garfield Kart player. He could be. He could be. You get The Chaotic Conjuration of the Insane Priest. L plus ratio, you get The Glorious Working of Force. Cougar, you get The 1000 Rites of the Animate Blades. Caden Kuzelis, you are going to get The Villainous Invocation of the Ancient Conjurer. I, Remington Chase, hereby vow to finish Sword Art Online. You get The Vestment of Holy Defense. I'm Rem, say that Sean's grandma's an angel in bed. I can't hold it back anymore. You are going to get Moonlight Assault. Hell Rex, you get Thunderburn. You get The Starfire Ray. Drew the Almighty Monarch of the Big Hole, you get Frenzy of Sight. Dua, you get Wave of the Chakras. Cryptid MILF wonders what Rem's word of subjugation would be. You get Sanctity of Death. Crimson Reapers, just because of the scythes, you get Blast of Soul Power. Carver 271, you get Ball of the Moon. Blood Cell, not the bitch boy white ones, you get Exploitation Ritual. I don't like the sound of that. Beethoven 1201, no. You get Jinx of the Gods. Animated Z, you get Frost Fingers. All Father grumbles about the buffer and can only count in the present 22 weeks as of the 13th of May. You are going to get Quenius Falengo. Animal Handler cosplays as Judy Hopps and cuddles with the MILF Hunter Sean. You get Spirit Lash. Watch Saints Young Men from Rima. You get the Eruption Ritual. If it weren't for electricity... Oh, wait, no. Watch Saints... scratch that. We're on the Joey Wheeler tier.
Oh, thank God, I'm dying. Please.
On the Joey Wheeler tier, Sean, as Joey Wheeler.
Something easy, please, for the love of God, Rem.
He will give you a specially designed cream puff to match your personality.
Okay.
All right. We start with Watch Saints Young Men from Rima.
You know what? You get a, hey, you know, you get a matcha and cherry. Matcha and cherry.
Because you're a little bit weeby, but not totally weeby. If it weren't for electricity, we'd be watching television by candlelight.
I feel like you're a blueberry cinnamon type.
I do like this. That's a fun name. You're blueberry cinnamon, yeah. Because you're two great things that should never go together. Hermione Pegs, Harry and Ron.
You get the big whole cream puff. I just forgot to fill it.
Because you have a void inside you, either metaphorical and or physical, that you'll need to fill. And last but not least, we get my dear old mom.
You get a lovely, let's go with a nice and delicious steak dinner.
A steak dinner cream puff?
Yep, going savory. It's unique.
You understand, Mom. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to reach out, whether it's for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet us at AnimeConPod on Twitter or send an email over on to animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
Once again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And as always, don't fuck your sister. I gotta fucking go.
Riddle me this, what will happen if I diddle your penis?
If I could grind on your tasty, strong anime woman, I would say yes. Cosplay then step on me. Mommy.
That's right. Corey Baxter is a furry. Homeboy loves feminist anime.